Testing, testing. Testing, testing. Testing, testing. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Can the South American satis give an indication on the South American group if they all connected, inshallah? Whoever's on the South American group, just check if they connected, if they're listening. Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have gathered together and one of the most important things in our life, but also the most underrated and overlooked is shukr to Allah. So we all understand shukr. So sometimes we think, but I make shukr to Allah, I'm grateful. But shukr to Allah is something to repeat over and over and over. One sahabi was sitting in a gathering, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was talking about something. So he said, Alhamdulillahi kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi. He read that amount. Alhamdulillahi kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fihi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stopped the talk. This person read it softly. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked that 15 malaika came down to take something to Allah. What did any of you do something that was special and extraordinary? So Sahaba kept quiet about it. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked, then the Sahabi said that I said these words. Whatever you were talking about, I made shukr to Allah, in multiple amount of times. Allah, I can't thank you enough, Allah, for what you have given me. So we are setting basically our 2 days of gathering. One reason is shukr. Can we thank Allah after you've seen wherever you went in this little bit of time that Allah gave us? You saw other people who are less fortunate. You saw other people who are not involved in the work of deen. You saw other people who don't have what we have. These are all reasons just to sit together and make shukr to Allah. This was an amal of the Masjidun Nabawi, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sahaba used to sit together just to thank Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was told by Jibreel Alayhi Salaam, go into the masjid and go and sit in the company of a group of your sahaba. Allahu Akbar. What were you doing, O my sahaba? I don't ask you because I mistrust you. What were you doing? We were just sitting together to make shukr to Allah. And really, truly, honestly, each one of us gauge, we can't thank Allah enough. We come from places now. As you know, our safar was to Syria. In the work of deen, we have relative rahat. We have ease. Mashallah, we got homes to go to. We got families. Then we still have our brides and our, mashallah. The menu is also discussed before tonight's mashwara. The menu is already discussed, mashallah. Alhamdulillah. So these are the things we make shukr. The people who are doing the work of deen in those places, under the conditions that they're doing, the madrasas and the work of deen. We met people that are ustads in the madrasa, and the person tells you, for 25 years I was in prison, till 6 months ago, now I'm teaching in the maktab. In the 25 years, we don't even know if we're going to come out. That kind of halat people are living with. You meet a woman, she's got 3 children. She says, I don't know who the father is. They all came in the prison. I gave birth to 3 children in the prison. I don't know who the fathers are. Allahu Akbar. And she's teaching in a madrasa. Halat are a big ni'mat of Allah also. That's why the people that we met with and found and associated with there, are on another level. When you talk iman and yaqeen, they know exactly what they've been through. But anyway, so make shukr to Allah. Some of you made khidmat of your parents in this time. Thank Allah for that also, because the doors of Allah's favor and mercy is open on that. Some went for Umrah and whatever Allah gave us, mashallah. So now we also gathered to prepare for this year that is coming. And we're going to make certain mashwaras about how to go forward and how to do the work, inshallah. So attentively, all of us make dua to Allah and ask Allah to open doors and give us khair and barakat. Because simply when you sit for mashwara, the first thing is we don't know. We're not sitting for mashwara because we know. Janne wale mashwara mein nahi baithte hain. Janne wale mashwara mein nahi baithte hain. Jo nahi jante hain. Jo apne aap ko kamzor samajhte hain. Jo samajhte hain. Those who think that I know nothing, I am nothing, we don't know even the next step forward, they sit in mashwara. Because mashwara is not about the akal and sharing ideas and contemplating and arguing points. Mashwara is about how we can sit together and take from Allah. Yusuf Ahmadullah used to say, mashwara dimag paashi nahi hai, fikr dimag paashi nahi hai. It's not to break your head. It's to sit together, and together if we turn to Allah, together if we beg from Allah, together if we put our nothingness and weakness before Allah, He'll open the doors for us, inshallah. He'll give us much more than when we sat in mashwara, what we hoped for, what we discussed, He'll give us more than that, if we put our reliance on Him. So that is mashwara. Mashwara is to create muhabbat. That's why we sit together. How much qurbani all of you are making? These satis are going to go from Durban. They're supposed to go back to South America. And they're coming here. It's a very, 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 very big qurbani. With the barakat of their qurbani, may Allah make this whole thing successful. It's not easy for the satis to come. Then you're still going to make a long safar. May Allah accept all of this. Get together, inshallah. Mashwara also is to make us stronger in the work. Because you need understanding as well in any work. Knowledge of the work and understanding of the work, Allah opens in mashwara. We learn to appreciate each other in mashwara. When you see how ready another sati is, appreciation should come. Look at my sati. He's ready to do much more than I am. He took all the takazas. He didn't even leave one for me. When takazas come in a mashwara, some sati says, I'm ready for that and that. Say, Ya Allah, what kind of satis you've given me? Make me like them. We learn to appreciate each other. And inshallah, in these sifat, we make shukr to Allah, istighfar also. In mashwara, we take stock of where we went weak, and we make tawbah and istighfar together. So all of these sifat, when we're sitting together in mashwara and we doing this sifat together, the result Allah will give us, inshallah, like in the time of Sahaba. The one mushkil with this whole thing is that shaitan doesn't like this. Because he knows that this is the generator. Mashwara is the power bank. The generator of the current. The generator of the energy. You mean he'll agree that muhabbat must come in us? You mean he'll like that? No. When a sati comes for mashwara and he gets ready for bigger takazas, you think shaitan will like that? No. When satis sit together, we're going to be making azaim for the whole South America that Allah, do madrasa se hame teen de de. Give us 5 more madrasas, give us 10 more. That's what we'll be discussing, isn't it? Shaitan doesn't like that. So what he'll do, he'll say, tum log baat karte rehte hain, kar lo, make your azaim and do whatever you want to. I'm going to disrupt your whole institution of mashwara. If he breaks the power bank, then you can attach the type C as much as you want to. Nothing is going to happen. So what shaitan wants? He wants deficiency in mashwara. And deficiency in mashwara is simply, firstly, he'll bring in us, don't sit for mashwara. So in the countries, wherever we're coming from, in the shoba that we are running here of the madrasa, say, We know how to do. Why must we sit for mashwara? Why must we get together? What's the need for it? Sometimes he'll even bring this khayal and thought that our matter is with Allah. What's the faida of mashwara? My matter as an alim, my matter as an ustad is directly with my Allah. Who is it? My matter is with Allah. And Allah, for that reason, Allah told particularly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that make mashwara, washawirhum fil amr. And when you make mashwara about the amr, make mashwara about the work. So this is a guideline to both people, to the amir of every center, to the zimidar of every shoba, make mashwara. Make mashwara about everything. And it's a guideline to the satis that when you bring to mashwara any points, bring the work in front of the mashwara. Don't bring your own halat. I can't do this, I can't do that, we shouldn't do that. Bring what's the takaza of the work? Washawirhum fil amr. Amr is the work. Bring the work in front. So the zimidar and the sati should think what is best for the work of deen. What is best for the work of deen is going to have an impact on the people of the locality, people of the country, deen coming alive, which is the actual maqsad. La maqsood illallah wa la matloob illa li'a'alai kalimatillah. That is the maudu of the work, of any work of deen. So mashwara has to be run in such a way that Allah becomes priority and Allah's deen comes alive. Not what I like or I want or what I can manage or what I can't manage. That all shouldn't be. The second thing is that Shaitan will tell us, you don't have to put this matter in mashwara. To satis, sometime to the zimidar also, you don't have to make mashwara. And if a mashwara is made and something is decided, to make khilaf of that, Shaitan loves that. So mashwara is made, something is decided, so now he brings laziness in us, or he brings, why didn't they accept my right? I told them to do it this way. I told the mashwara. So that's how munafiqeen became munafiqeen. On one point, we told the Nabi at Uhud. They didn't become munafiqeen, they were munafiqeen. That's our aqidah, they were munafiqeen before already. But it became zahir at Uhud. When on a matter where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided the dispute in the mashwara was whether we should go ahead and fight the enemy or just leave it and stay in Medina Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam initially felt that we shouldn't go. But when some rise came that they should go, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went home and he put on his dira already. He put on his armor. And when he came out, he realized that, look, maybe the decision wasn't, maybe we shouldn't go. He went, his inclination was to the other opinion, and he said to the Sahaba, maybe we shouldn't go. But then Jibreel al-Islam came and told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, once a Nabi wears his dira, he cannot go back from there. So we have to go. This sounded like a weakness. That first you decided that, then you did that. Munafiqin played on that. They play on what they look at as weakness. So Allah creates certain people in the ranks of the work of deen, who wait for what looks like weakness, and then they comment on it. Then you'll hear satis commenting. Why was that person appointed? That person left that country and went to that country. Why? Who decided that? So all this becomes what you call entitlement. And this happens after a period of time. So what Shaitan doesn't want is sami'ana wa ata'ana. That is mashwara. The saying of Sahaba, bay'ana an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala sam'i wa ta'a. Thus we made a commitment to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we'll make mashwara. Sami'ana, where are you going to hear? You're going to hear it in mashwara. And the sami'ana wasn't from the Nabi. This wasn't to hear the Nabi and then, this was forever. When a new Khalifa is going to come in, we're going to listen and we're going to do. When someone is made Amir over me, Usama is made Amir over Abu Bakr and Umar, sami'ana wa ta'ana. Even when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had to come back to Medina, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he took ijazat from the Amir of the Jamaat. But Shaitan doesn't want all of this here. So he makes us do khilaf of mashwara, and sometimes it's simply because my rai was something else. Why didn't you take my rai? Now I'm going to show you that things won't work, etc., etc. Satis know all these things. But the whole point, we're sitting for mashwara now, so the mudhakira is on that point there. He doesn't want the strength of the work. So from the asal, he brings deficiency already, and he makes us khilaf of mashwara. About 80% of satis who left our institution, up till now. Sometime I have to tell it to you openly, otherwise it's going to be difficult. Shaitan is very aduwwu mubin. 80 to 90% of satis who left our institution, it started off with them going around tricking mashwara. I heard like this, but I did that. Oh, I think maybe I heard wrong. I should have to play around with mashwara. That's where the start point became. It ended off with Allah removing the sati from the work. So those who are zimidar, all of us are zimidar who are sitting here in a country, in a area, in a home. You are zimidar. You cannot allow satis to go out of mashwara for their own sake, not for the mashwara. Mashwara won't benefit and harm. At Uhud, when munafiqin became and separated, did it harm the work? Right? The work carried on. After Uhud, what happened? And then what happened? And then what happened? Today, Uhud is just an incident, but at that time, it caused taklif. It caused a lot of taklif. But overall, it won't. So if I'm a zimidar of a country and my sati is going out of mashwara, what should I do at that time? You can't put it under the carpet. You don't have to become aggressive with the sati, but you have to advise him. There are two kinds of going out of mashwara. One is off the road. Sati who goes off mashwara, he'll be tempted again to do it. And he'll be tempted again to do it. It's like you're going from Joburg to Durban. So you say, okay, it's going to be 6 hours from here. By the time I get to Harry Smith, there's 3 hours left. I say, okay. So you're only calculating 3 hours left. You get to Harry Smith, but you say, you know what, let's just go off the road a little bit. I heard there's a dam here called, what's it called? Oh, mashallah. So let's just go and see it a little bit. So you need to go off the road a little bit. So then your family tells you, okay, but now we need to get back on the main road to get to where we were supposed to go to. You say, no, we changed direction, but we got 3 hours left. So in that same direction, you carry on for another 3 hours. Well, you reach Devon, you won't reach Devon. You'll be in Lesotho somewhere maybe. When we go off mashwara, it's the easiest thing to do. And this is all that happened to Shaitan. Nothing more. He was the oldest worker. He was the most knowledgeable worker. He was the oldest worker, the most knowledgeable worker, the most able worker. But he got caught at this point here. He became entitled to ask questions. So he even asked Allah, you created him from sand. You created me like this. Why you never asked me my opinion when you were going to create Adam alayhi salam? And you were going to create him, should have taken my opinion. I would have told you how to create him. His nose must be there and his ears must be. I would have given you my rai. As time goes on, people feel that we are entitled to question and title. So it's happening. MashaAllah, I get called sometimes, why you never make my husband the Amir of our center? Straightforward, straight. You should have made my husband the Amir. Now, in this, the zimidars of every center have a role in this year. You cannot allow it to happen. In the countries where you are, you need to advise the satis. And satis should know that a zimidar is in place for this reason as well. Like he's there to show you in class what to do, what not to do. He's there to see that you don't make these mistakes. If a zimidar doesn't tell the apa in his center or the sati in his center where they're going wrong in itaat, then he's done wrong. He's done hopelessly wrong to that person. Yes, there's adab, there's ihtiram, but satis must be ready to be corrected also. If somebody approaches you, the zimidar of your center or country or whatever approaches you and guides you in this point, then in mashwara, there's another going out of mashwara, where after mashwara decides on certain things, or mashwara, you know, guides us in a certain way, you make a group outside the mashwara and promote something else. So you felt that in the mashwara, it wasn't decided what my opinion was. So I can't handle that. I can't make itaat. And besides itaat, I'm going to make a group and make them understand what I thought and why I gave my opinion. I'm going to make them so there'll be an internal revolution. I can't make sami'ana wa ata'ana. So I'm going to get 2-3 satis to think the way I thought. That's exactly what happened at Uhud. That from 1,000, 300 mind were made up. They were spoken to. And then Muslims were also spoken to. Mu'mineen were spoken to. And almost one or two tribes went that way as well until Allah gave them hidayat and they came back. La tanfiru fil har was a common practice of the munafiqeen. And this going against mashwara is call stab in the back. This here is very difficult to get forgiven, because the persons do it out of thinking that they're doing the right thing, and they call it the benefit of the work. They'll go out of mashwara, they'll call it the benefit of the work. So satis, be careful about all these things. We're doing a very big work, our work is growing. If shaitan wants to harm us, and whatever we're discussing in mashwara, if he wants to bring weakness in it, he's going to start in the mashwara. The commitment of sami'ana wa ata'ana, every sahabi made himself with the Nabi of Allah. Bayana Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we made a qasam at his ala sam'i wa ta'a fil makrah wal mansha fil usri wal yusra. Whether we understand or we don't understand, we made a qasam that we will obey and listen and then obey. So when I talk to zimidars of countries, they're struggling with this. You talk to a zimidar of a center, he's struggling with this. That satis are not committing. Satis are not committing that whatever mashwara decides, we are going to do it. Satis are looking what my apa wants, how my apa wants it to be done, or this, or that, or, you know. So satis, be careful about these things here. To make our mashwara strong, so that it generates the fikr, and generates the work in such a way, that the people of the country, the people of the area benefit, the students become what's supposed to be, like the muhajirin became muhajirin, ansar became ansar. And then Allah took that kind of work from them. Our work in these countries and in our different shawbah is to produce students who are going to take the work ahead and take deen ahead, inshallah. If our goals are so big and Allah's name and deen must come alive, then can't afford We can't afford for this. And Shaitan is directly, he's sitting here right now and listening to us. And he's saying that, you carry on talking also. I'm going to make the satis do something else. And I'm going to make you also do something else. So he can't handle mashwara. So all of us make niyat for this, inshallah. For that reason, our reading of kalima every day is for this reason. بَيَعْنَا النَّبِيَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى السَّمْعِ وَالطَّعَى comes in the reading of kalima. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Nobody can accept me for the work of deen beside you, Allah. I'm muhtaraj of the work of deen, Allah. I am not entitled to give my opinion. I'm not entitled to sit in any mashwara. I'll give my opinions when I'm asked. I'll give it in a way that is humble, not contradictory to any other sati. But I'll always understand my weaknesses, and I'll understand that you're doing me a favor by accepting me for this work of deen, not the other way around. I'm doing the work, no ahsan, no favor. That kafiyat to remain in us is why we read the kalima thinking of this. So inshallah, for about 10 seconds, we're all going to read the kalima, keeping that kafiyat. La ilaha illallah. Nobody can keep me accepted for this work. Tell maut, Ya Allah, besides you, Allah. And save me from slipping and making mistakes like this that deprive me. Bismillah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. MashaAllah, for a few seconds now we'll read La ilaha illallah, thinking of our second thought. I have no object in life, and in our mashwara we have no object and purpose, and in the classroom we have no object and purpose beside you, Allah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. MashaAllah. And our third thought when we read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, I have no desire besides your deen to come alive. This is a cleansing of the heart. This kalima is the cleansing of the heart from all ulterior motives which cause the harm that we're talking about. If any sati makes mistakes in mashwara, etc., etc., it's all because of ulterior motives. And this kalima is to remove ulterior motives. Where Allah becomes the maqsad and his deen coming alive becomes the maqsad. Now whatever will promote that, I'm ready to do it. Whatever will cause harm to that, I'll leave it. If I'm told that don't do this in the work, these are the usuls, don't do this, I can't afford to cause any harm to the work because my maqsad is deen coming alive. My maqsad is Allah. How can I afford to do something that is against my own objective? Bismillah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. MashaAllah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليه. Satis are requested to make a lot of dua, those that are in South America. Some mashwaras will happen a little later. For tomorrow and the day after this program, there are many satis who have gathered here from South America and South Africa. Make dua that Allah open the doors, protect us, guide us, and be with us, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.